Martin, looking ahead to this evening's Under 21 final, I know quite a few counties had their eye on Binnin Parnell Park this evening, but it's down to Tyrone and Tipperary, a novel enough pairing, I suppose, and not maybe one that people would have picked at the start of the season.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Tom, I suppose. I mean, take the two semi-finals, both of them were underdogs in the matches. Like, everybody probably expected Dublin from the start. They were the favourites to win the All-Ireland, and you probably, Roscommon were up there with them, second favourites, and you know, two great ones in the semi-final, and we always know that's what semi-final's about. So it is, yeah, I suppose people would not have expected, particularly Tipperary, supposed to get the finalists. You know, people knew that Cork had a strong team and that Kerry, you know, Darragh O'Shea needed a victory in Kerry as well. So you didn't expect Tipperary to come out. Suppose Tyrone, we always know how good Tyrone are at underage. And with the management set of the Tyrone have, with Fergal Logan, Peter Canavan and Brian Duher, them men don't get involved unless they feel the team is good enough, and they put in a lot of work. And probably the team that's prepared, you know, they're probably one of the best prepared teams that has ever left Tyrone.
Yeah, and I know you saw Tyrone up close a couple of times this season. I know a fair bit about them. What do you know about Tipperary?
Yeah, well, we know about Tipperary that they're physically a very strong team, and maybe people will say that from that point of view that Parnell Park will suit Tipperary because they're physically very strong and very, very strong midfield. I actually saw Stephen O'Brien playing in the Sigerson. I was at the Sigerson final weekend. He was very, very impressive, Stephen O'Brien, in the middle of the field. He's a big, big, strong lad who can get forward and score. And suppose the big talks about Colin O'Regan. I actually saw a photograph from some paper today, Colin O'Regan, where he played as a 15-year-old in an All-Ireland minor final. And that's, you know, he's kept that form going. And he's one of the best players in Ireland at the minute, Colin O'Regan. So the midfield will be very, very strong. I know Tyrone will probably crowd that area out. That's the big thing. The other big players they have is Ian Fahey, Liam Casey, particularly, they're both on the senior team, and the goalkeeper's been there since the minor team. There's only three of them that's been there since the 2011 minor success that they had, and Stephen O'Brien and Colin O'Regan and Evan Comerford, the goalkeeper. That's only three players. Interesting, you feel that maybe in a county like Tipperary they would take more players too, but they've been putting in a lot of work at underage, we know that, and now they're, you know, they're getting through. But the most interesting thing is that they've never, this would be a big breakthrough if they could actually win the under 21.
Well, they have won in All-Ireland, as you said, there's still only a couple of survivors, but they have won in All-Ireland.
That's right, they won an All-Ireland minor, but I suppose the big one, an under 21 would be the next step then, and then looking forward to the seniors, you know. When you're in a very, very strong hurling county, that we know the Tipperary and the end of hurling will always be first in Tipperary, but it's not easy from that point of view, you know, and then in football, strong football county is not easy on hurling to make the breakthrough. So, you know, Tipperary have put in a lot of work at underage. Their pockets, like every county, that football is very, very strong in Tipperary. Yeah, they won the minor. They've never won an under 21. It'll be a big achievement for the people that's been involved in football in Tipperary to win an under 21 now, and that'll be the next step towards the senior thing and building that. And what happens, success, and we see in our own county, Tom, when you won things at senior level, under 21 or minor level, it gets more players, more young lads wanting to play Gaelic football.
And tell me, what do you make of Tyrone?
Yeah, well, we know Tyrone. They're a hard working team. They've put in a lot of work into this, and you know, they've really come together very, very early. They've great, as I said, experience on the sideline, which makes a big difference. And people that have been successful at that level as well and know what it takes to win finals, you know. They're very, very strong. You know, when you take the fullback, Patrick Hamsey, who got man of the match in the semi-final, he's very strong. In the middle of the field, they work very, very hard in that area in the midfield, particularly Cal McShane. We know how good he is. You know, they've Lee Brennan, the centre half-back, he'll drive forward. And their forward line, you know, even though there's no stars in it, they're all very, very effective. And what I liked about them when I watched them is they're, and what you want in the modern-day football is hard-working players. And if you've hard-working forwards, particularly forwards hard-working, it's always be hard to play against. And we know the best of times, Tyrone are always a difficult team to play against, but this team work their socks off. And if you hear everything they say, that's what they keep saying. Yeah. It's all about hard work. That's just coming from the players there. So I feel that, you know, you'd have to say their favourites going into it. You know, they're going to still need a big performance, but I still think it's in this Tyrone team.
Yeah. I was speaking to Michael McGeehan during the week, of course, a former playing colleague of yours. I think he played around your own time for a short time. But the one question I put to him, and he wasn't able to answer it, was how Tipperary are going to cope with the Ulster-style play. And I know you've always highlighted this. The teams down south in the west and down the south have a difficulty playing the Donegals, the Tyrones, the Armaghs.
You're right, exactly, and that's why I couldn't believe that we'll just say Roscommon were so odds-on favourites to beat Tyrone, because I figured out that Roscommon wouldn't deal with it with the Ulster type of football. They wouldn't be ready for it, because I knew that from being involved in Sligo IT. They find it very, very hard to deal with, and you have to get ready for it and prepare for it. And you could just know that Roscommon weren't prepared for it that day. Same thing with Tipperary. They might think they're prepared for it, but they won't be. And when they come up against it, you know, it's totally frustrating and everything else. And that's how they deal with that there. It'll make the difference on whether they're good enough to win the match or not. And if they're not capable, just like Roscommon weren't capable of dealing with it, if they're not able to deal with it, they'll struggle. We even saw a very good Dublin team last year against Cavan. They struggled to get over the line, very, very fortunate to get over the line against Cavan, the All-Ireland semi-final, because they found it very, very hard to deal with this Ulster style of football. Now, a lot of senior teams, Tom, are used to it and getting ready for it and preparing for it, but a lot of the underage teams are not ready for it, where the Ulster teams have been playing it from maybe under 16 to minor, and they're well used to playing it. And it is difficult to play against, and that's the big question, and you've asked them the right question, Tom. How Tipperary can cope with it and make the difference.
Yeah, and because this is a very tactical Tyrone side.
Yeah, very much so, and they'll have all their homework done. You saw them in the games today. They'll have studied video, studied everything about Tipperary. And we know that Ulster football's way ahead of the other provinces in that there. You know, probably the other teams is Kerry, really. They put in the same. They're starting to do it now. Times in the past, Kerry just put out a team on a field and they're good enough to win. But Ulster people put in a lot of work, Lindsay, a lot of videos, watching video study sessions, how to play against players, different situations to deal with. And they'll have all that homework done. And you're back to the same point. Has Tipperary the same amount of work done? Well, if this happens, will the Tipperary players on the field, forget about the management team, if the players on the field, will they be able to adapt to it or not?
And this is a big game, not only for this bunch of players in Tyrone, but for Tyrone football.
Yeah, it is. It's, 2001 since they won in under-21,
yeah.
Which is surprising enough that it's that length of time since Tyrone, with all the good teams they've had and teams that have failed in the past. So, yeah. It's a big game for them, you know, with a Ulster Championship game against Donegal at minor and senior only 2 weeks away, and this will be a big lift to Tyrone football if they can win this game tonight. It'll give them a big lift, give the whole county a lift, and, you know, some of these players will come in as winners, the players that are there in the senior squad and the players that come into it, and it'll give them, that's exactly, it is a big game for Tyrone and for Tyrone football, and I expect them to win it. I think they're good enough to win it. I think they've come through the hard matches, more difficult matches maybe than Tipperary, and tougher matches which went down to the wire.